It's River City Folk, a production of Studio B in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm your host, Tom May. Join me as we visit with artists from across North America and share songs and stories from a living folk tradition. Across the United States, from Kotzebue, Alaska to West Palm Beach, Florida, you are listening to River City Folk, a weekly broadcast of live performance, musical influences, and interview from the WFMT Radio Network. This week at Medicine Whistle Studios in Portland, Oregon, my guest is Michael Guthrie from Seattle, Washington. Michael, you started us off with a song called Oil Lamp and an Old Wood Stove, a very peaceful contemplative song to start off the program today. How did you come to write that piece of music?
Well, it's inspired by my daughter. In 1972, I had the privilege of being the midwife and delivering my daughter in a partially built house that my wife and I were living in at the time. And it was literally a plywood shell with an aluminum roof on it. So I was had produced a CD back in 2000 and wrote a little bit in the liner notes about living in BC. And a few years ago, my daughter cornered me, and obviously she had been thinking about this for a while, but she said, yeah, and you have your liner notes and you mention all this stuff, but you don't mention that you have a daughter. And it just floored me. I immediately wrote that song. And
that should have made her a lot happier when she heard that, Mike. Well, Michael, you've been doing this music now for many, many decades, since the 1960s. I know that you've got a lot of different musical loves, not only acoustic folk music. How did you become involved with this kind of music initially when you were growing up down in the Los Angeles area?
Well, I worked at a summer camp for the Boys Club of Pasadena. And a couple friends of mine working up there who had started playing folk music. And this was in the 63 through 67. And they were always having fun at night after work and playing Kingston Trio songs and all the stuff that was popular at the time. And so I started learning guitar from my friends Tom and Doug, who had a little group they called the Pill Palace Porch Pickers. the Pill Palace was the infirmary at camp. So they would sit on the porch outside and play guitars.
And you've been doing it ever since now. You brought in a recording for us to hear by somebody who's not been mentioned enough on the show, I don't think, because he, along with a few other people that I can think of, it's really the progenitor of the whole modern country blues kind of sound. And we're talking about Taj Mahal here.
Yes.
Taj is still out there. He's still out there performing. But for some reason, I don't think he gets as much recognition as he deserves for the style of music that he plays. And he's always meant a lot to you as a musician.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think maybe part of that is Taj is so diverse. You know, I mean, like the tune that you're about to play is sort of similar to his more acoustic music that he plays, but it's actually the first song on the Phantom Blues album, which is a pretty hard rockin' electric blues, because, as you know, Taj is quite into that as well. But I just think he's a great inspiration, has been for me over the years, and I probably play some of his licks in my tunes, and and I think he's got something like 48 albums out or something like that. So, I mean, that's pretty good.
Not too bad. Taj Mahal on River City Folk with Lovin' in My Baby's Arms.
Look, baby, now you know I can't be the one to be. You know I knew I'd do anything in the world for you. To have loving from my baby's eye. Oh, loving from my baby's eye. See that loving in my baby's eyes. Loving from my baby's eyes. Look up, baby, now you know damn well. Love you better than another man could tell. Love you, baby, now you know I'd do anything in the world for you. To have a loving from my baby's eye. Loving in my baby's eyes. See, loving in my baby's eyes. Loving from my baby's eyes. Lady,
at night when I take my rest. Oh, I hold your pictures to my breast. Love you, baby, now you know I do. Anything in the world for you. I have a loving from my baby's eye. You see a loving in my baby's eye. Have a loving from my baby's eye. Loving from my baby's eye. Love you, baby. Love you, baby. Mama, now you know I do. Love you, baby. Love you, baby. Do anything for you. Mama, now you know I do anything in the world for you. Take the loving from my baby's eye. Ooh, loving from my baby's eye. You give me that loving in my baby's eye. Loving from my baby's eye. Give me that magic in my baby's eye. Ooh, loving from my baby's eye. Give me the loving from my baby's eye. Loving from my baby's eye.
Master plan.
master plan.
We heard two pieces of music there on River City Folk, beginning with Taj Mahal, Lovin' in My Baby's Arms, followed up by my guest today, Michael Guthrie, from the Emerald City of Seattle, Washington, with a song, very thoughtful song, called Master Plan. Michael, that's kind of a dark song. The first song was, of course, very, very loving and contemplative, but that's more of a dark image that you must have had when you wrote that song that particular day.
Yeah, it's in a lot of respects, we live in some dark times here, in spite of the fact that a lot of creativity is still happening. But I was inspired when we bombed Afghanistan to write that song. And I'd seen a news clip of a man standing outside his little home with his daughter, and this lady was trying to convince him another daughter had been killed, and this lady was trying to convince him to send his other daughter off, you know, pretty far away so she could go to school, and he was a little reluctant. And I thought, well, yeah, you know, everybody's walking around with guns, and it's got to be pretty hard for someone to just you know, let their daughter go off. Who knows if he'd see her again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that was my inspiration for, and it's kind of a global thing, I think. The master plan of some people who think the Earth should have a master plan.
Exactly. You know, like, and very well written, very, very thoughtful song. Speaking of creativity, for many years you ran a coffee house up on the other side of the border, up in Caslow, B.C., and you experienced the joys and I'm sure disappointments sometimes of presenting a multitude of people like yourself who write and play and perform. What particular memory still comes back from those many years you did that you reflect upon every once in a while and say, boy, that was really something when that happened?
Well, I think one of my inspirations is Bruce Coburn, and I think he's a very thoughtful writer, and he was a headliner at a local festival in Nelson, B.C., and I played the outdoor stage at that festival, and he was wandering around with Jeanette Gratani, who had played the Village Green, and I guess he commented to her that he liked my songs I was singing, and she told him about the cafe Darren and I had up there, and that we had a little coffee house, so he just popped in one afternoon, and I came in the back and someone had told me he was there. And so I went out and he'd ordered a sandwich. So I thought, well, would you like to play a song for your sandwich? So he was more than happy to do it. And I grabbed my guitar out of the office and he played a couple of songs. And then we had a piano in the room and Dare went out and they jammed for about an hour just playing songs like Do You Believe in Magic by the Love and Spoonful? And
like well, I knew Bruce many, many years ago in Ontario, and he's a guy that truly loves to get that guitar out of the case and play any opportunity he gets. And
a great guy, too.
And really wonderful human being. And, of course, like the song that you presented us with just a couple of minutes ago, The Master Plan, Bruce has been very focused on not only good time music and fun music, but also very, very important concepts that he conveys through his songs. So that must have been a great moment.
Yeah.
You've got a recording for us to hear by another person who has played the gamut of themes in his lifetime, but has meant a huge difference to any of us who have been lucky enough to climb upon a stage and play, and that's Pete Seeger. You've got a song for us to hear, Waist Deep in the Big Muddy, one of his classic songs. What has Pete meant to you in your career as a songwriter and musician, Michael?
Well, he's one of my earliest inspirations back in the 60s, and that song in particular. And Pete's always sung songs about social injustice, and I probably learned a lot listening to Pete Seeger's lyrics. I think the songs are very powerful, and I don't know, what else to say, really. But
well, a yeah. song that certainly is every bit as applicable now as it was back in the 1960s. Pete Seeger on River City Folk with a song called Waist Deep in the Big Muddy.
It was back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. The sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man'll be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. All at once, the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool said to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man'll be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
Said to John Henry, gonna bring that steam drill down, gonna bring that steam drill out on the job, gonna walk that steel on down, walk that steel on down. Well, John Henry said to his captain, bring that 30-pound hammer around. That 30-pound hammer with a 9-foot handle, gonna beat your steam drill down, gonna beat your steam drill down. Drove about 14 feet. Steam drill drove the nine. He broke so hard, he broke his heart. He laid down his hammer and he died. He laid down his hammer and he died. Well, John Henry said to his shaker, "Shaker, why don't you sing? I'm throwing 30 pounds from my hips on down. Just listen to that cold still ring. Listen to that cold still ring." John Henry in the graveyard, buried him in the sand, and every train comes roaring by, whistle, there lies a still driving man. Oh, there lies a still driving man.
Music that makes a difference from the WFMT Radio Network. I'm your host, Tom May. You are listening to River City Folk. We heard a recording by Mr. Pete Seeger, Waist Deep in the Big Muddy, followed by my guest today, Michael Guthrie, with his rendition of another song that Pete was known for doing, a song called John Henry, although Michael played it on a very, very unusual-looking lap steel guitar here in the studio in Portland, Oregon. I'd like to say hello to all the folks who listen to the program each week on radio station KXRJ in Russellville, Arkansas. Thank you very much for tuning in to River City Folk. Michael, you brought in one of your own albums today, which is a little bit different take than acoustic live here in the studio. There's a lot of other instruments involved and some electric instruments, but that's part of your background, too. You've played bass in some electric blues bands and done lots and lots of different kinds of music throughout your long career as a musician. You chose a song for us to hear from your CD called Song to Dara Lynn. What is this song about? How did you happen to write this one that we're about to hear? And why do you enjoy the production on this song off of your CD still?
Dara Lynn was my wife when I lived in Canada, and we had the cafe together. And I originally wrote this song after we separated in 1979, and but I didn't really finish it. And about 14 years ago, Dara Lynn passed away from breast cancer, so I kind of went back, visited the song, and finished it up. So it sort of has a double meaning of, you know, people split up with people they're in love with. They usually write some sort of love song. And so this is my version of that, I guess you might say. But it's also has a deeper meaning than that. It's, you know, someone I still cared about a lot and hated to see them have to, you know, wither away. Such a terrible disease as breast cancer. And so this goes out to Dara.
Michael Guthrie on River City Folk with a song to Dara Lynn from his CD released a couple of years back.
Going through a of me and what I'll be without you. And in my mind, I know in time that I'll be strong enough to hold on when you change. There's no need to feel the blame. Don't run and hide, it's just your pride. We did our best, time did the rest. People change, they're not to blame.
This is River City Folk on the WFMT Radio Network.
Michael Guthrie on River City Folk from his CD Conscious Collective is very evocative, Song to Dara Lynn. Michael, another one of your great loves through this many, many years is restoring instruments like the lap steel that you brought into the studio today. Mm-hmm. And you like to take old instruments and make them new again, make them sound all fresh and produce the sounds that they were meant to produce. How did you happen to become involved with that?
There's kind of an interesting story with this old Knutson lap steel that I'm playing here. It was built sometime between 1914 and the 20s, and it was built in Los Angeles when Knutson lived there and built guitars there. I had just come back to Pasadena from Canada, and I had a dream one night. I was at a rummage sale with my oldest brother, Leon, and I found this unusual guitar at the rummage sale. And then about 4 days later, my brother came over to my mom's house where I was staying, and he said, "Mike, you should go down to the Salvation Army thrift store in Old Town Pasadena. There's a funny-looking guitar behind the counter." So I went in there, and there was this Knutson all beat up and covered in dirt and falling apart, the old rusty string stuck in the sound hole. But the good news is I got it for $5. So I like to think I found that guitar in a dream. So there was, I'd done a few guitar repairs that, up to that point, but you know, I figure I had nothing to lose to fix this old guitar up. It was such a wreck when I got it. And it turns out to be quite a historical piece now. So.
And since then, you've gone on to do a lot of other instruments right and set them up again as well. You've got two more recordings for us to hear today, but this next one we're going to hear is by Big Joe Turner, another name that's not talked about often enough. And Big Joe is performing a W.C. Handy song here called Careless Love. What made you choose this one for people to hear on the program today?
Well, I'm not really surprised, but it's surprising how many times I've mentioned to people that W.C. Handy wrote Careless Love, because a lot of people seem to think it came out of the hills of Carolina or something, but it's one of W.C. Handy's tunes from around the turn of the 20th century. I've been a big Joe Turner fan for a long time. He's, you know, one of the earliest R&B people out there, according to Little Richard. And he was doing R&B stuff in the late 30s, early 40s. So I like this version of Careless Love. It's just piano and Joe singing, and probably not too far off of what W.C. Handy would have done.
They'll show you the way.
of the children shedding a tear. Greed and destruction are taking their toll on land and sea, from pole to pole. Imagination must be the blame. In thinking like we do, we'll stay the same. If we change our minds how it should be, a new love for life set everyone free. Free everyone, free. A new love for life set everyone free. Search for yourself behind those closed doors built by the rulers to keep you at war. Change this condition is yours. A new world is waiting. Open the door. A new world is waiting. Open the door.
A W.C. Handy song played by Big Joe Turner, chosen by my guest today, Michael Guthrie, followed by Michael Guthrie from his CD, Conscious Collective. Michael, one of the things that you've occupied your time with the last while, besides performing, is writing a monthly column for the Victory Review up in Seattle, which reaches all throughout the Pacific Northwest. And being involved with the Victory, not only the review, but with the organization which promotes acoustic music in the Pacific Northwest, has been an important thing for you these days.
Yeah, it has been very important. I think I became a Victory member about 4 years ago, and I'm now a lifetime member. And it's just a great support group of people who put on 4 open mics in the Puget Sound area. The one that I go to a lot is kind of like a big workshop every Tuesday night where people give each other feedback, and you usually only get one song, so there's quite a lot of pressure to get it right, you know. And it's a good drill. And it's the writing the column has been a lot of fun. I've met a lot of people through writing it, and I, you know, didn't know I was going to really be doing that. I just suddenly was asked to write a column because they were short of stories 1 month, and I thought I'd give it a whirl. And then I started getting some good feedback from people on some of my stories, and been doing that for about a little over 3 years now.
Well, it's an important organization, and it's an unusual organization in that the publication does go out over a great, great geographical area, and there are not many publications in the United States that focus on acoustic music. So for all the listeners of River City Folk, if you're interested in the Victory Review, you can check it out. You can go ahead and Google Victory Review, and it'll take you right to it. You can read it online, and and it's something that I know Mike encourages you to get involved with, and myself as well, because it makes a big, big difference in acoustic music, in encouraging and propagating this music that we believe makes a difference.
Yes, indeed.
You brought in one more recording for us to hear today, Michael, by a fellow that both you and I saw this last September when he came out to the Northwest, Tom Paxton. And this particular song I've always gotten a charge out of. Tom has never been shy about expressing his political opinions. And this song does a good job of doing that. It's a song called John Ashcroft and the Spirit of Justice. You must have become familiar with Tom way back in the 60s when you were down in L.A.
Yeah, I did. Ramblin' Boy and Last Thing on My Mind were some of the early songs I played. And, yeah, Tom was one of the early singer-songwriters, really, I guess. And it was great to meet him last September at Ocean Shores and actually get to talk to him a little bit. And I really liked that John Ashcroft song. And I'm kind of searching for some humor for my act when I play, and because I tend to write on the more serious side. I asked Tom if it'd be okay if I sang his John Ashcroft song, and he says, "Oh yes, that's what they're for. Please do." So that's kind of neat. So I've learned it, and I do play it now.
Well, here's a song about our wonderful humanitarian Attorney General John Ashcroft, who fancies himself a big-time Christian and is also a rather fanatical advocate of capital punishment. That makes sense, doesn't it? Well, John Ashcroft, as all attorneys general have done, makes his press announcements and stuff on the steps of the Justice Department, where standing behind all those attorneys general, including him, is a statue in the more or less Roman tradition. And no one's given it a thought until John Ashcroft. He was so appalled, so shocked, that he had a curtain put up to hide it. John Ashcroft went to meet the press. He faced the microphones. His heart was filled with righteousness, his voice like God's trombones. But then he saw the statue that was set behind him there. It was the Spirit of Justice, yes, but one of her breasts was bare. John Ashcroft shook with horror at this gleaming marble globe. It thrust itself out toward him from a loosely falling robe. It was so hard to concentrate on those he there accused. With that marble breast behind him, poor John Ashcroft got confused. Each time he saw the marble breast, John Ashcroft was appalled. He finally gave the order and a curtain was installed. Now when he makes a statement, you will see him on the tube. The curtain hides a statue, but you'll still see one big boob.
Thank you. Tom Paxton on River City Folk with a gentle poke at John Ashcroft and the Spirit of Justice. You are listening to a weekly broadcast of live performance, musical influences, and interview on the WFMT radio network. I'm your host, Tom May. Michael Guthrie from Seattle, Washington, has been my guest today, and we decided that we'd play this old Tom Paxton song together today and invite you to join us. Everybody's heard the song before. If you have an instrument at hand, pick it up and play along with us. If you're just riding along in the car and listening, join us on the chorus. It's a song called The Last Thing on My Mind.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand. In a blink of an eye, my soul is turning in your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
As I walk down the streets, my thoughts are tumbling round and round, round and round. And beneath my feet, I can hear the subway a-rumbling underground, underground. And are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
As I lie in my bed in the morning without you, without you, every song in my head dies a morning without you, without you. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
I hope you joined us on that classic piece of music by Mr. Tom Paxton, The Last Thing on My Mind. I'm your host, Tom May. You are listening to River City Folk. Michael Guthrie has been my guest today. Michael, you do have a website that people can access and find out more about you and your recording, and all kinds of other things, too, about yourself.
Yeah, I do. I have a website called moorafa.com. That's MOORAFA, the name of one of the tunes on my CD. You can get a link to CD Baby through my site. My CD is available at CD Baby. And you can check my calendar out there to see where I've played and where I'm playing. And there's some bio information there, a little history of myself and some history of the Village Green. There's some history and links to the Langham Cultural Society, which I spearheaded the foundation of in 1974 in Caslow, B.C. And so just go there and explore and have fun.
And as always, I encourage people around the country that are listening to Michael on the radio today to go ahead and drop him an email and tell him you heard him on River City Folk. And is the email address available through that website, Michael?
Yes, it is. It's posted on every page of the site there. So it says email Mike. Just click on that and it'll get you to me.
You're going to do one more song to take us out today, Michael. What's this last song going to be?
It's called Ghost Dancers. I'd like to dedicate this to Laban Silk. He's a full-blooded Ogallala Sioux who lives in North Bend, Washington, and he's the current keeper of the ghost dance for the Sioux tribe.
Cry for their mother and the life they once knew. Earth, garden, water from the clouds, air from the sky so blue. They ran with the river, flew with the wind, nature in harmony. Dancing for their loved ones lost in the crime of the century. civilization, greed and deception were our father's guiding hand. They swept through the valleys, plains, and the mountains, pushed the natives from their land. Progressive, righteous, selfish people, in the name of God we trust. Seeking precious resources to take from our mother's crust. Ghost dancers, dance from the power in your ghost dancing, heal your wounded heart. Some say we should do it now before someone else does it to their fellow man for religion or wealth. Perception of reality is narrow and confined, hidden far away from view. Motives of mankind. Ghost dancers, dance from the power in your ghost dancing, heal your wounded heart. Heal your wounded heart. Heart.
Been listening to River City Folk, a production of Studio B in Omaha, Nebraska. Today's program was mastered by Doug Van Sloan with assistance from Cleet Baker and Carl Gamm at Studio B. Be sure to visit our website at rivercityfolk.com. I'm your host, Tom May, thanking you for listening on the WFMT Radio Network.